USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump traveled to Fort Drum, New York to sign the John S. McCain National Defense Authorization Act. It gives service members a raise and provides funding for new weapons and equipment.
After years of devastating cuts, we're now rebuilding our military like we never have before.
The bill provides $717 billion to the military and advances many of Senator John McCain's policy priorities, including tough language on Russia. The president specifically highlighted a 2.6% raise for military personnel. Finally, that's how President Trump reacted to the firing of FBI agent Peter Strzok. Strzok sent critical messages about then-candidate Trump in 2016 while overseeing the opening of the Russia investigation. The FBI is now running the investigation into Friday's theft of an airplane at SeaTac. Port of Seattle Commission President Courtney Grigori said all security protocols were followed the day of the hijacking.
We had an aberration.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Officials say a Utah man crashed his small jet into his own home hours after being arrested for domestic violence. His wife and child escaped the home unharmed. 47-year-old Dwayne Yaud was an experienced pilot. He and his wife had been having marital problems. In Florida, a white man has been charged with manslaughter after fatally shooting an unarmed black man during an argument over a parking spot outside a Clearwater convenience store. Michael Drake had claimed he was acting in self-defense after Marquise McLaughlin pushed him down. Attorney Michelle Rayner, who represents McLaughlin's family, says they backed the state prosecutor's decision.
We are very encouraged by today's turn of events, especially in light of the sheriff's refusal to do the right thing initially.
The sheriff previously said the state's stand your ground laws prevented him from arresting Draca. Alleged Golden State killer Joseph DeAngelo has been charged with a 1975 murder in Visalia, California.
While there is no DNA in the Visalia cases, the hard work of determined investigators over the course of the last 44 years has paid off and led to this moment.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is disputing the validity of a list being cited by MSNBC. USA's Chris Barnes says more.
After MSNBC comes out with a list that it says is of 51 party members running for the House who have said they won't support Nancy Pelosi for Speaker if the Democrats take control of the House this fall, Pelosi herself speaks on MSNBC's AM Joy on Sunday, and the California Democrat took issue with that list.
NBC has been on a jag of this. This is one of their priorities to undermine my prospects as Speaker.
But she added she doesn't put much stock in the list anyway.
None of us is indispensable, but I think I'm the best person for the job.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump slams former senior aide Omarosa Newman over allegations in her soon-to-be-released book about her time in the White House. In a tweet Monday, Trump called Omarosa wacky and said she begged him for a White House job. Speaking to reporters, White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley accused Omarosa of turning on Trump for financial
For her to go out and praise the president lavishly after she left her post and tell the truth about how much work he's done for the African-American community and who he is as a person, I guess that just wasn't paying the bills.
Minnesota Democratic Congressman Keith Ellison is denying allegations of domestic abuse being made by his girlfriend. The woman says she won't share alleged video footage of the incident because it's humiliating. Ellison has denied such an incident ever occurred. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.